It's always a special treat to get to come here. You know, one of the things I love, it may bother you, but it's music to my ears, is hearing the babies and the little ones. Because at the Priest Retirement Center, we don't have any of those. You might remember from my being here before, we're going to take a little break right now. We have been praying fervently together. We've been listening very carefully to the readings. We've been singing with joy in our hearts. Let's take a short break. We'll go back to more active listening, okay? I have some stories for you. They're kind of short. They're going to come at you fast. I told my girlfriend she drew her eyebrows too high. She seemed surprised. I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day. My birthday resolution is to get in shape. I choose round. My wife told me I had to stop acting like a flamingo, so I had to put my foot down. Sometimes I tuck my knees into my chest and lean forward. That's just how I roll. A cement mixer collided with a prison van. Motorists are asked to be on the lookout for 16 hardened criminals. What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One is really heavy and the other's a little lighter. Hedgehogs. Why can't they just share the hedge? Once my dog ate all the Scrabble tiles. For days he kept leaving little messages around the house. What did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
Oi, matey.
How do you keep an idiot in suspense? If I don't stop there, you'll start throwing hymnals at me. I'd like to talk about three things today. First, the power of a name. And then, we're celebrating Trinity Sunday, ways to think of God as three in one. Just some examples. And then, as kind of a conclusion, if the Trinity doesn't make sense, just take it on faith and muddle through. Okay? So let's start with the power of a name. I'm going to throw one out there. Richard Nixon. Some of you might know that name. If you're my age, you certainly would. Richard Nixon. How did he do it? Richard Nixon was a poor boy from rural California. He was painfully shy. He ran for president 2 times and was defeated. And yet, he was also elected president 2 times. How did Richard Nixon do it? Well, historians say there was one important factor in his winning those elections. Richard Nixon had an extraordinary talent with names. He could go to a city or a small town, and he knew the names of the local leaders. He knew their wives' names. Sometimes he knew things about their children. He was able to relate to others. Knowing someone's name gives you power. You're able to relate more fully with the person, and they are able to identify more with you. And the Bible treats names almost mysteriously. You remember in the first book of the Bible, Adam got to give names to all the animals, giving him power over them. Jesus says, "Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, I am there with you." Wow. The apostles used the name of Jesus as they prophesied, as they worked miracles, healing, and casting out demons. Jesus says, if you do the least thing in my name, my Father will repay you. And in the book of Revelation, the last book of the Bible, the elect have the Father's name on their foreheads. I can't wait. I've always wanted a tattoo. Right there, I pray, in paradise. Today in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus says, go into the world, baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are baptized into the power of God. We have God's name, Father, Son, and Spirit. We begin our prayers with that name, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God, penetrate my mind, fill my heart, straighten my shoulders that are burdened by cares and by my sinfulness. We have the power of God, the Trinity, the three in one, at our fingertips. St. Augustine says this, we can learn a little bit about God as three in one by looking within ourselves. We get some idea of Trinity just within us. When we look within, we realize, I exist, you know? And yet God is pure existence. We look inside ourselves, we say, I have a mind, I can think, and God is pure thought. We look into ourselves and we say, I have a will, I can act, and God is pure act. God's pure act is love. That's all God knows how to do, love. So, Augustine would say, God's pure existence, as we exist, reminds us of the Father. God's pure thought reminds us of the Son. And God's pure action, God's continual love, reminds us of the Holy Spirit. We have those three dimensions of reality within ourselves, existing and acting and thinking. And God reflects that, or we reflect God in that. There was another little example. This was a priest who was waiting in an airport lounge for his flight, and a guy comes up to him, seeing his collar. He says, I only believe what I can understand, and I don't understand the Trinity. Explain that to me. And the priest is kind of taken back, and he says, well, you see the sun out there through the window? And the guy says, yes. He says, it's 80 million miles from us. We can see the sun there. And we can see the rays coming off of the sun. And can you feel the heat of the sun on your shoulder? And the guy says, yes. He says, well, the Trinity's kind of like that. God the Father is the sun, the blazing sun. The Son of God is the rays of the sun. And the Holy Spirit is the warmth of the sun. All the sun. I don't know if the guy got it any better or not. When you understand all of those things, you're still not getting to the kernel of who God is. St. Patrick tried years ago with the shamrock, you know, and he was pretty successful. Trying to understand the Trinity can be a real challenge, and it reminds me of a seminary professor that we had. He was kind of a plain-spoken priest. He said, St. Thomas Aquinas was the Einstein of his day, and St. Thomas Aquinas didn't understand the Trinity. It's probably most likely you blockheads won't either. He said, just remember that St. Paul mentions the Trinity 30 times in his letters. It's in the Bible. Jesus himself said it, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us that we're created in the image of God, in the likeness of God. And anything that helps us kind of understand the Trinity a little bit better is great. And if we don't get it, well, we can just relax. We don't have to sweat it. I don't know everything about the sun, but I do understand that there's evidence that the sun is there, and God is the same. We never understand everything about God. We won't even in heaven. That doesn't mean God is not there. God, our Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in a loving relationship with each other, desiring one with us. We have been given the power of calling on the name of God every time we make the sign of the cross. Each time we make that cross, the Trinity is made present for us. God, who is three in one, cannot be totally understood by us, not even in the life to come, not even by the smartest man who ever lived. But that God has planted within each of us a longing for relationship, a longing to be known by us, by God, and for us to be known by God. The God who is eternal relationship, three persons, longs to be in relationship with each one of us.